Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Hello to Christmas and all those familiar feelings of avoiding your family.
Who's
Kill
miserable?
Me. Kill me.
I just want to die.
Well, meanwhile, I'm just sitting
here. Yeah, in all fairness, for our intro,
oh my God, that's my favorite.
Due to the Christmas spirit and the way everybody wants to die, we should have played the Suicide Boys instead.
What's that?
You never heard Suicide Boys?
I don't think
so.
Yeah, basically their beats go hard as shit, they rap, but you can't hear what they're saying because the beats are going so fucking hard.
Okay.
So
I recommend them.
So because of their name, like, they somehow aren't a one-hit wonder? How does that happen?
I don't think they're a one-hit wonder.
They should kill themselves immediately.
No, it's a team of like six guys and just slowly gets like smaller, so they add more dudes, and yeah,
is it because
it's
they keep
a cycle.
Suicide?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Logan's Run, where when one of them hits 35, they have to kill themselves and get a new band member.
This is extremely morbid.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Sorry to all those Jews listening to our show, but it's not that
Jesus.
Kind of...
No, they don't believe.
I'm so glad you have the same face as I do now, Ben. Now you know how I felt for the last, 3 years?
Have you guys been making anti-Semitic jokes this whole time?
No.
Not the whole time.
The whole time.
Just part of it.
Yes, the whole fucking time.
Did I even say
Renee
that
has taken
right?
over
now
the
get...
role of the biggest white supremacist here. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank God.
Who is?
I didn't think
Renee.
I... No,
wait, who was no. Who had the position
no,
before?
No, you have to pass
that. That is totally a joke. Take that back.
Drew, in order for that to happen, you have to sign over your... You have to hand over your signed copy of Mein Kampf to me.
Wait,
and then I hold
is
the title.
Is it the haircut?
No.
Okay. Just asking for a friend. Not
it's like Samson, but with racism.
No, that's ninja.
Anyways,
what
so,
a fun jump that it was.
Since it's Christmas, which Merry means Christmas, it was everyone. Secret Santa time.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to get that started up?
Yeah,
should
we
try calling
call
Andrew first?
Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get him let's get him on the line. Asshole.
Since it is midnight for him.
Yeah, before his ass falls asleep.
It probably is.
It's midnight over there. Oh, yeah.
It's 3 hours ahead.
3 hours, shit.
Make sure that we can actually talk to him,
there's
and then I'll play the theme song.
For later.
Did his present get to him?
I believe so, yes.
I have no more questions.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Yo, Merry Christmas, dog.
We're about to start opening presents. You ready?
Merry Christmas.
Fuck yeah.
Merry Christmas, you scrub.
Oh, shit. You know what? I fucked up the song, but that's okay.
Oh.
We're going to get started.
Well, I can't hear it anywhere.
That's okay. You can play back later. How do we decide who goes first?
Let's let Andrew go first since he's on the line.
Yeah. Okay. So, and we'll reveal who is giving to the person.
Yeah, who had Andrew?
I did.
Okay.
So go ahead and crack them open.
I don't know how he was going to plan it.
I don't know, something like this.
All right, now so you're cracking them open. You gave me three bags from Amazon.
Yep.
If I can figure out how to open the damn thing.
That sounds right. Did they come...
Take a knife and just slice into it.
Did they look
any day now, Grandma?
They were supposed to be gift wrapped.
Yeah, they look pretty. Yeah, they're gift wrapped. They're in these little sacks. They're like blue and green sacks.
They're little blue ball sacks.
Perfect.
do I want to know what...
All right, sack number one. I don't know why there's a blue ball sack, but yes, sack number one.
I've seen lots of balls. I've seen tattooed testicles.
Sack number one is socks.
Kirstie, we have questions for
But what do they say on them?
Well, I gotta get the bag open.
Oh, okay.
One of them says fuck. I'm hoping the other one says off. It does.
It does.
Yeah!
Oh, nice.
Hatcha!
Number two, a green sack this time. All right, let's see what the green sack has in it. Renee. Again, if I can get it open. Hey, Amazon really does know how to package these things. A hand grenade.
Yes,
please tell me this is a complaints department hand grenade.
It could be. You just got to put a tag on it.
Who knows? It's actually it's actually an ice cube maker. It makes it into the shape of grenades.
Yo, that's fantastic.
An ice cube maker. Oh, good, because I can't get the damn box. All right, there it is.
You would have figured it out anyway. Did I mess that up?
Hey, eventually, yeah. That's an awesome ice cube trick.
Up or down?
That's awesome. Okay. All right. sack number 3. Another blue ball sack.
I think it might
Renee,
be...
Renee, why are you giving Andrew blue balls?
Oh!
Oh! It seemed like a good theme.
Sorry, guys.
I think...
Oh, I'm getting blue ball, dude.
This might be the same thing as one of the other ones. I don't know why they put them separate.
Well, somebody gift wrapped all 3 of them from Amazon. We'll just have to thank them at Amazon.
Thanks, Amazon,
thank
for
you.
Officially sponsoring
and it's fucked off again.
Big shout out to Amazon
yeah.
for sponsoring this episode.
All right. I don't know if it was entirely clear, but I got Andrew pairs of socks that said fuck off and a grenade-shaped ice cube maker.
Nice. Fuck nice. Yeah.
Okay, so
and you got them blue balls.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, is your gift here by chance to who you give it to?
Who did you give to?
Christy.
Yep. All right, so Kirstie's presents are on that chair over there, if you wouldn't mind passing them over.
The round ones?
I'm going to say they should have been there, though. The
damn, you guys
UPS shipped
this stuff ahead of me
today.
Oh,
yeah, shit. They showed up last week. We're all good.
Oh, holy shit, multiple presents. I look like a sack of shit right now.
Nah, don't worry about it, Jerry.
You're okay. The whole point is to not spend that much.
Yeah, we
that's how you show people you care. Yo, what
ooh, that's shiny.
What is that?
It's so shiny!
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
That's cool.
Yo. What'd that be?
What is that thing, man?
It's like a shaker.
It's a shaker, isn't it?
It's a.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's like a
that's so badass. Hell yeah.
Thank
it's like a
you,
stainless shaker
dude.
With a copper outer layer and a wooden top. That's
oh
freaking awesome.
I like
it's
that
really
wooden
beautiful.
Top. I like that wooden top a lot.
That is really neat.
Okay, second.
That was thoughtful.
There's something weird poking out. Oh, I see. Oh my gosh! Dude! I think Andrew knows me more than anyone else.
Oh, it's a.
I can't. Okay. I'm sick, everyone. I'm very weak.
Kirstie,
what
is
that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is so ooh,
a complimentary
beautiful.
Bar set.
That
is that almost
is
as
beautiful.
Much art as it is function.
That is
yeah.
dope.
You got
that
to just
really
copper
dope.
Everything? Did you just go to the copper
but
store?
It's like stainless, but it's coated to look like copper. So it's not going to oxidize. And
it's copper plated stainless steel.
Because copper will actually,
nice.
Over time, oxidize
yeah.
and give things a different
we should
flavor.
Do this
so
more often.
Not going to rust. It looks good, and it's very
awesome.
Usable and safe.
That looks
dude, it looks
fantastic.
That's so
Kirstie's really happy with it.
Well, thanks
10.
For blowing me out of the water, Jack.
Thank
Jesus.
You so much.
I look like the most thoughtless piece of shit right now.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
You're welcome.
You did, like, went above and beyond on these. That's
yeah,
awesome.
God damn
all right, Kirstie, who did you get?
Oh,
good job, you fucking overachiever.
I got Therese.
Which one's
woo!
Your gift?
It's in the green.
The spotty one?
The spotty one that I forgot, because I'm dying. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm excited.
Sure, I'm getting all warm.
Dude. This
oh,
stuff
yeah.
is fucking deceptive.
We're sipping
so
on Drew's apple pie concoction. What did you say you did to this?
Oh,
or is this not the special one I'm drinking?
The special one, you couldn't tell any difference. I put a little bit of maple syrup into the special one.
All right.
Oh, this
is oh God,
awesome.
That's awesome.
It's wait, black, it? Which I love black sweaters.
Fuck
it
yeah.
says, hey, baby, I hear the blues a-callin', and it has the Seattle skyline.
From Frasier.
Oh,
that's the opening bit of Frasier, that they have the little light go up like the space needle.
I'm
I'll take your word for it.
That's the one.
And that's,
you're welcome.
In case you guys didn't realize,
I told you,
Frasier
I was
is like Teresa's
Frasier.
Favorite TV show. So.
I don't remember.
That guy rules.
Yes!
Wasn't that like Friends but with old people?
No, it was
no.
much,
much
better
oh,
than Friends.
Better.
Yeah. Friends
better.
Is
I actually
Friends.
Just watched the arc where Picard
rude.
Comes on and
he was,
he's gay and he's thinks he's hitting on Frasier.
Oh my God.
Frasier yes. is unknowingly an inspiration for this show.
Yes.
But we're not quite that snooty.
Okay.
I'm so glad.
Teresa, what did you get?
I got Jared.
Alright, open it up, boy.
Star Wars wrapping paper?
The best wrapping
yes.
paper.
Look at this.
Russia
I think
newspaper.
I got that last year.
Look at the crispness of this fold.
Drew folded it for me.
I was going to
did you really?
I did the wrapping.
Gary!
Oh my God.
Yes, I wrap like nobody's
so
business.
Pretty.
I laid on
we're
the
we're
going to
carefully
like,
unwrap it because
good.
Last time I tore it apart like a fucking wild bear and I got yelled at.
Tear
oh,
that
fuck,
shit
just
apart.
Tear
it,
tear it
time
apart.
For this
oh,
shit.
God.
It's wrapping paper. It's fine.
Just remember you're cleaning up the mess
oh,
later.
And he didn't come back.
No, shit, don't take the wires out.
All right, and now there's an Amazon box.
With my name on it.
Ian
Knight. Andrew Gillespie. Drew, this is yours.
It was, and I gifted it. Well, I gifted it to Teresa and Drew.
The box is free.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway,
pop that it over.
And it is.
Open your eyes.
It feels like cloth.
Oh my God.
I can't see. And there's a meat stick in here.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
That actually is a meat
That's
stick.
Like the bigger, blacker meat stick.
I swear to God, if you
the biggest,
blackest
meat stick.
I have to get Jared a summer sausage.
Good
Dude,
Lord.
Dude, I fucking love summer sausage more than
Good.
Life.
I was like, I think he likes
it. Yo-ho! It's like the shirt that I have, or the sweater that I have on, but better.
Right?
I'm trying it on right now. Right?
Fuck yeah.
And it's not quite black, so that way you get a little bit of variance in your color scheme.
Totally your style, man.
It came to me in a dream. I was like, I need to get...
Swap it out.
Like, as we can see with your attire, you have black jeans, black jacket, and a gray jacket. And
hey, there's blue on this shirt, though.
Yes, but it's very minor because you'll zip your coat back up.
It looks the right
now. You gotta,
I'm my biceps.
Now you gotta shave your head and put that tattoo on the back of it, and you're the Punisher.
Oh,
fit
that
right
fits so
yeah,
nice.
Fits good.
Oh, this is
we were curious whether or not which size would fit you best.
You know what? I'll just lose weight until I fit into
it. Fair enough.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I've been needing to run more anyway.
All right, Jared,
you look
you
like
get?
You fit in it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is fantastic. Yeah.
Jared, who
Dude,
you get?
It's so soft.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, has it got nice insides?
I love this so much. And I got a big-ass meat stick. You know, my second favorite thing.
Fucking just hit somebody.
Don't swing that around too much.
Jared, no putting that meat like stick anywhere it doesn't belong.
All right, first of all, don't tell me what to fucking do.
Second of all, it's going somewhere it doesn't belong.
Jared, just right in my mouth hole.
What happens
Jared,
in the box?
For Christmas?
Box hole over there, all right?
You.
Don't bring that shit back with you.
Blue box.
Yeah, don't swing that thing around too much. You're going to hit me upside
there.
The head. All right, so Jared got Drew.
I gave it a little bit of thought. No.
It is 100 Deadly Skills, the Navy SEAL's operator guide to eluding pursuers, evading capture, and surviving any dangerous situation.
It was, either that or weaponry, so I figured that was kind of a little bit safer to throw around the house.
Yeah.
Learn shit.
In fairness, it's a little bit thumb through because I grew curious, as I do, and there's some good shit in there, man.
Nice.
All right, Drew, who'd you get?
I got Benjamin.
All right.
Fight me.
Careful, support from the bottom because I don't trust this bag.
And
if you read the inscription, it says, "Touch me, I'm fuzzy."
Touch
bag.
Me, I'm
this
fuzzy.
So nice.
On the bag.
The
bag.
Oh
fuzzy?
Shit! What?
Is that a fuzzy bag?
That's ridiculous.
Whoa.
Okay, the bag needs to come over here.
Dude, Christmas is going to 11.
Dude,
now.
I fucking love this coat.
Oh,
good.
Ben, would you say that it's litmus?
What in?
It's litmus.
God's name is this.
What is that?
It comes in a zip bag.
Be bigger.
You gotta pull it out and take a look, because otherwise you won't be able to tell.
I can't even see that.
Is this like a beret? Or what is this?
What? Oh, shit!
Oh, it's a Cthulhu hat!
Oh, shit! Motherfucker!
Dude, that's
fucking... All right, what'd Ben get?
It's like it's a Cthulhu hat.
Yes. It's a
knit
Cthulhu hat.
That's fucking
Embrace awesome. Oblivion!
There's Austin Riley at Dead Cthulhu White Streaming.
Oh shit, what is this?
It's a six beer pack bandolier.
Oh, it's
Ben,
a beer
look
bandolier.
Over here. I need a picture of this.
This is ridiculous. I'm gonna wear this shit too.
Right, I'm sending you a picture.
That's fucking awesome.
A
you don't have to grow
bandolier.
A mustache anymore to keep your face warm.
Yeah, no shit.
You should totally wear that around campus.
Thank God. And then there's something.
And then ammunition for your beer holster.
Oh Lord. Good old Deuce-ars.
Hey.
I was gonna get you something good, but I didn't want to hear your bullshit about me being a beer snob.
No.
That was that's the true spirit.
Okay, so I'll tell you a little story to go along with this. Rolling Rock recently did a promotion where their shit was like $9 for a 18 rack.
Oh,
Jesus.
So Rolling Rock became the new Pullman water.
Oh, it supplanted Busch Camo Can.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have been drinking this. I've been drinking Rolling Rock for an entire semester.
Fuck yeah.
So I am extremely appreciative. Thank
Does
you,
that
Drew.
Throne Seriously. Switch around a lot of what is the
the official unofficial Pullman water?
No, it stays pretty constant. It's been Busch for a long time. Then
changes hands
Rolling
about
Rock,
as often as the Apple Cup.
Rolling Rock showed up and just usurped it, man, real quick.
Man, that's crazy.
It was like, we're here, we win.
It was nuts. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, here, I got garbage going over here.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so damn stoked on this right, jack. You have no fucking idea.
Process of elimination, I think this one's for me.
Hell no.
No?
Yeah, that's for you. All right, now, you gotta do some reading on this one. So. All
right.
A little bit of reading.
Image.
Where do I read it? Is it on the outside?
No, it's on the inside.
Okay.
Is Benthulu's mic feed still coming through okay?
But I don't speak
Yeah, he's doing good.
You can still hear me, right?
Oh, this thing came apart.
Oh, yeah, no, open that one first.
Okay.
Fucking Cthulhu, man.
Okay, I gotta take this thing off. I can't drink.
Too warm.
Oh yeah. Don't let this get in the way of your drinking.
Need a straw for bed.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, we don't have any of the giant straws here.
What is this? Government warning, according to Surgeon General, alcohol something.
It's a grenade full of tequila.
Yeah!
Oh, shit!
You had to pull the pin to get like the metal cap thing off.
Full of tequila?
It's a grenade full of tequila.
And it's got a little
How do we get two
too?
Grenade nice. Dips? That's awesome. Here, send a picture of that to Andrew, too.
Okay, well.
I'm going to pop that open later. I didn't think tequila
You'd
was
love
a Christmas.
You get a group pic of every, all you guys with your stuff for Christmas and send it to me, and I'll do the same thing on my end. Get the picture with the
Oh
yeah, we'll do it.
And the grenade, send it back.
Yeah.
Sick.
Open up this other one for men. Oh,
he's
shit.
So nice.
Jenga set. Open me, please. Oh, it's not Jenga. What a twist.
Got so
open it. Open it flat box. Because you'll see.
Why?
Yeah.
Got
so
excited
Ask
for
that
Jenga. Question.
What? Jenga's fun.
Why do you have an extra Jenga box? Okay. Unless it really
Fuck,
is.
Can't
Jenga.
Open this fucking thing. All right.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
it is.
What does it say?
A handwritten letter about how much Ben loves Renee.
Oh shit! Ben invented a game.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Oh.
I took my favorite game from Pullman and brought it back and gave it to Renee.
So it's not a spare Jenga box.
Oh,
what game
no.
is it?
It's drunk Jenga.
Set up like a normal Jenga.
Ben, how long are you back for? We need to do this.
I'm back for until the, like, 6th.
I have all of this and a whole nother one at home.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Fuck, I kind of want to read all this, but I know it's going to take up a lot of time. But yeah. I assume you're drinking the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Playing this.
Oh, yeah. There's some weird-ass rules in there, too. There's one where you have to...
Oh, you can make
you have
a rule?
You have to either shotgun a beer or roundhouse kick something off of the top of somebody's head.
Oh.
And if you fail to do that, you have to shotgun the beer.
Oh, my God.
There's
oh,
one
no.
where you have to think up a word like think up a word for everybody.
Thesaurus?
Yeah, there's a piece that says thesaurus.
So the thesaurus is you have to... You have to think up a really complicated word and ask like every person a different word.
Oh,
and if
man.
They fail, they have to drink. But if they get it right, you have
so
to drink.
What it's what the word means.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Get and then there's like drinks. The standard like take drinks, give drinks, make up a rule, that sort of thing.
Like, what does the word reference mean? Like, is that kind
exactly
of
that, that sort of
okay.
thing? And then if you can't answer, you have to drink. Yeah.
Thumb master. You are the thumb master. At any point,
that.
You can place your thumb on the table. Last person to follow suit must drink 3.
Oh, dude, I fell for that shit one time. That was bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking Barrett's party.
Dude,
man.
I can't wait to play this. Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog. All players now only have 10 seconds to remove a piece from the tower. Failure to do this equals 3 drinks.
What happens if the Jenga tower falls?
Oh, you lose, and you have to kill your drink. The person who knocks it over has to kill their drink.
Oh, so.
They have to kill themselves.
We're gonna totally play Jenga.
Well, to the way this game could go, you all could die of alcohol.
Yeah, there's a lot of really fucked
Russian
up rules.
Russian Jenga roulette.
But yeah, that is my absolute favorite game from all my years in Pullman, and I figured, you know what?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta share that.
I know somebody who would appreciate this.
I just want you to know that game is cool, but it's not as cool as my coat. So fuck you. I fucking love this thing, man.
You didn't get a Cthulhu hat, so I'm pretty content here.
Hey, shut up.
Well, you didn't get pretty sparkly
like, oh,
beer set or alcohol
yeah.
things. I'm sorry. I'm
yeah,
I have my
okay.
cold medicine.
Yeah, but your boy fresh
and
to
also
death
I just drank
coughing.
Alcohol.
What kind of cold medicine?
I've like severe Dayquil.
Like,
see,
are we talking like
we
the Lil Wayne cold
like
medicine?
Two,
or?
Like a
what?
Shoulder
the Lil Wayne cold medicine?
Like,
I don't even know what that means. Is there
like
whatever?
I don't know if we should. I don't know if we should keep yelling in Andrew's ear or not. You guys want to say anything before we hang up on him?
We love you.
You guys on speaker, so you weren't yelling into my ear.
Oh, okay, good.
Soul Invictus, whatever.
Oh, we'll take pictures for you.
I love you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, get back here quicker.
Yeah, what they said.
Yeah,
come
visit me.
6 weeks left down here.
Hey,
6 weeks, we're counting down.
Yeah, you'll have to bring Renee and Kirsty and Jared out with you. Out to come see Therese and I and Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ben, you'll have to come down that weekend.
Are you guys moving down to
probably
the dry shitties? You bet.
Yeah.
The dry
I got some other news for you guys, too.
Andrew's got news. What's
up?
Let's
hear
it. Are you a father?
I'm buying a house.
Oh, shit!
Oh! Woo!
Out my there? Dude!
Sorry, guys, sorry.
Where at? Where are you thinking?
You know, that means housewarming party, right?
Yeah!
On the East Coast, too. That's
Fuck
gonna be
yeah.
fun.
Where's it gonna be?
No, I'm buying a house out west.
Oh, shit!
Oh!
Where?
I should have said it with other news. I'm moving home.
What?
Oh.
All right.
Dude, what?
Like home
yeah.
home
are
or
you
like
done?
Everett?
I'm buying a house out near Seabeck, Washington. It's on the Hoods Canal.
That's not too far away, right?
Give me hours from here. That's what I need to know.
Yeah. Is it like going to Portland?
Two, maybe.
Okay. That's not
bad. Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Seabeck.
That's okay. Housewarming party still on.
That's not 2 hours.
Still
that's
on.
That's like four.
I'd say
that's
two
like
and a half,
four,
three.
Man.
That is not far at all, though.
It's two to Tacoma and then probably another hour up from Tacoma.
But those are like little.
You don't even have to go up through Tacoma. You can cut up through Olympia and you can take Highway 3 up through Olympia.
Yeah, he said that sounds
there.
Right.
So when are you supposed
What's
to be
that?
Moving in there? Because that's a valid question. When are you going to be done then with your seafaring day?
That okay, I get it now.
I'm hoping to be moved in by the end of February completely.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
That's a pretty good timeline.
Nice. Hell yeah.
So
dude, sweet.
I'll be ready for a
housewarming
party.
You don't have to go underwater.
Given I'm not deployed.
It is.
Yeah, we'll be ready.
Are you going to be moving over here by yourself?
For right now, yeah.
Okay.
For right now. Whatever happened to that one girly?
She's got like seven dogs that she got to stay home with.
Tell us a story of happiness and heartbreak.
Okay, now put the mask on with it.
She might move with me later, but
still on.
Her daughter in school.
Okay.
All right.
So,
options.
We're all distracted by Ben.
There's a chance.
Cthulhu beer bandolier.
Hey Ben, say something that might indicate a world ending.
Or is it ending, or is it a new one beginning?
No, it's ending.
Oblivion is coming.
That's fucking great. Hey,
That's
did you
fantastic.
Get, Andrew, did you get that picture?
Okay.
Yes, I did.
You need to keep
All right,
that.
Good.
You just said, oh, dear God.
That's fucking awesome. All right, Andrew, that is awesome news.
We're definitely going to have to crash your house sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're coming to your house, man.
Fuck.
We're not even going to tell you. We're just going
to
break in.
All righty. We'll talk to you later, man, okay?
Talk to you guys later.
All right, stay safe.
All right, bye.
Love you, bruv.
Be safe.
Peace.
All righty. That went pretty good. That was a successful present opening.
Fuck yeah. I got some big fucking meat. I got a nice, awesome sweatshirt.
Big meat. Something you've always dreamed
God
of.
God damn it.
What did you just do?
Second time.
Are Stop you hitting it. Your elbow on the table?
I hit my
funny bone on that chair over there.
Oh.
And then he got hit by Jared's meat.
Yeah, Jared hit Ben with his meat.
Oh, my God. Run like around numb. Just slinging my meat.
I kind of want to open this grenade.
Try it out, man.
You're going to get
I don't know how good the tequila is, so you're going to have to test
have
it
Have Ben test it, so that way we can make sure it's not going
to
actually
Just as long as I don't have to drink the whole thing as soon as I open it, like a real grenade.
No.
Or like
I just got the ring.
Here, let me.
You actually know how to open this?
I got no goddamn clue.
Oh, okay.
We'll figure it out.
You probably just saw it and said he had to buy it.
I think you have to smash the top of it on the table.
With grenades,
what the hell?
Yeah, I was going to say someone has.
Maybe you don't actually pull the pin. Maybe you just.
Let me see.
Maybe you're supposed to pull the pin, but it's kind of shitty.
Yeah, see, because.
Does it have directions on the thing?
Maybe you're supposed to be drunk already when you're opening it, and then when you do pull the pin out, you hit someone in the head.
No, you just gotta get after it like you mean it.
Oh, okay. Jared, you've pulled the pin of a real grenade, right?
Yeah, it's about that hard to pull open.
For real?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's some pain.
Well, to be fair, that's probably good, because if they were easy to pull out, too many dipshits would have probably blown themselves up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We have guys who gave it a shot. There you go.
Thank you.
My pin Which back. Is probably for the best, but then you take other people who don't want to get blown up with them.
Yeah.
So.
Why are we blowing up people? I totally phased out as.
We're
bringing the establishment down.
How easy it is to pull the pin on a rope.
This is fucking cool.
It's big enough you could probably put. Oh god, I wonder if you could fit 22s in there.
Yeah.
You absolutely could.
What do you mean 22s?
Like the big bottles of beer?
Oh yeah.
Get like.
As soon as I saw the holes in the top, I was like, this isn't going to go good.
I don't get it.
Apple pie over the floor?
Oh, no.
Here's some more.
Nice.
It's okay. It'll just be one big sticky spot on the floor.
I need to get a dedicated paper towel roll in here.
Drew, I need your assistance real quick.
Emergency paper towel run by Drew. Guys, should we just make this show 2 hours long?
I don't give this shit.
I ain't got shit to do tonight.
If you want to do that, we're already a quarter of the way there.
It's the Christmas special, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck it.
Chris, all right, I'm going to open up this tequila.
Wait, so how do you use it, Kirstie?
Just like yay! That. Yay! There's actually only one.
And then a roll of toilet paper.
Oh my god, it's a cork.
Good lord.
Hold on.
It's a cork. Oh, that probably means it's decent.
Is this extra soft?
It probably means it's not great.
No, it means it's decent.
Is that toilet paper?
Like, yes.
It's not going to work, man.
It works for absorbing that other moisture.
That's actually okay.
Is it good stuff?
So yeah.
You want to try it?
I'll try a little, sip.
I just wish.
What you should probably do with this, Ben, with your bandolier, get like a cheap pair of suspenders and clip it to them.
Yeah.
Like a $5 Walmart pair of suspenders. That way it's.
I have the old band ones.
That would work perfect. Yeah, just clip it to the elastic because then it won't sag down on you.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
Perfect.
I was going to see if I could wear it around my, around the, you know, side.
You probably could, yeah. You just
need as a shoulder strap style.
Like a true bandolier.
That's a really good idea.
I don't want to ask you.
And that's all the way out.
That's decent stuff.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, it's
this is a bottle.
I think it's Anyo, so it's probably brown.
Ice.
Which means it's aged a little bit, so it's got that weird age flavor to it.
This does have a zipper on the side. Maybe I should just.
I almost got you a little thing of whiskey to try and culture your ass, but I figured it would be a bad effort.
See, okay. Have you tried Buffalo Trace?
Yes, good shit.
That is my jam, dude. That's Buffalo Trace.
That's really good. That's probably one of the best sub $30 bourbons you can buy, in my opinion.
And it's got a shitload of awards, too.
Yeah, it's
like
fucking
super
good.
Yeah.
I found a liquor store in Umatilla, which is like 28 minutes from where I'm staying right now. They have Buffalo Trace. $22 out the door.
Oh, baby. That's nice.
Yeah.
We got this bourbon that we imported from Tennessee when we went. It's called Peg Leg Porker.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard of it, but...
I don't know if that's how you use imported in a sentence, but go on.
Hey, it's the first alcohol we've taken on an airplane, so it's what he thinks important.
It's like it's like Chrysler, imported from Detroit.
And that's important.
That's literally their slogan.
If Chrysler's allowed to say it, we are too. But yeah, dude, that shit turns eggnog into, like, the elixir of life.
There is no such thing as eggnog being an elixir.
Do you not like eggnog, Ben?
I hate eggnog.
Oh, come on.
Have you had it with alcohol in
it? Fucking Scrooge.
No, I hate eggnog. That stuff is nasty.
Okay, that's much better as a band.
This works fantastic.
You should play that Homer Simpson eggnog clip.
Oh, if I could find that.
Homer Simpson.
Honestly, if you just Google that, you'll probably find it. Can someone else pour me this?
All right, hold on. I need to get a picture.
Are you going to pour it back out again?
Andrew, just put something on the group chat. Andrew just put something on the group chat.
Noticed. Okay, I'm looking.
Because I'm talking, not on my phone. I'm trying to actually be dedicated to the group.
Oh, my God. Do you want a fucking award?
Do you have one laying around?
No, I sometimes forget.
Pull it out of my ass.
Teresa had it with the heat.
It's the Irish in me. No, maybe it's not.
Get used to me being called Drew. He found a way to be called Drew, the son of a bitch.
Oh.
What?
You sneaky son of a bitch.
Who are you calling?
Oh, what's... Andrew Space is Andy.
Well, I remember.
If his lady friend moves up here, he's known as Drew to her, and so he'll be referred to as Drew by her.
I remember in high school.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
I'll be OG Drew. Yeah, his own parents, when I was over, would call him Andrew and me Drew.
Yeah.
I converted his parents.
It's not going to work.
He's always trying to be like, did you see this?
Please
not
take
gonna
a
happen.
Picture of me on Snapchat.
Oh, it's already on Snapchat.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen, bro.
Are we all being snapped live?
Well, Ben's Cthulhu.
I gotta send one to the goons.
Gosh, this is what apple pie does to the show, but I like it.
Yes,
dude, this apple pie is amazing.
This apple pie is
and apparently
fucked up.
Cold medicine and apple pie makes
more.
You drop it on the ground.
I
not just drop it, pour it.
You need more
then.
But not right now.
Maybe we should have Susie sit on that paper towel.
I can just put my foot on it.
It's okay.
I'm gonna burp here in a second.
The mighty call of Cthulhu.
I said that to like fucking 10 people.
In his house in
Rialto. Oh, it's in my story. I'm sorry.
Oh, sick.
Everyone's gonna see
hey,
it.
Hey, Ben, can you like lift up the tentacles and put a straw in there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I'll go get him a straw.
I can probably slip a straw through here. Hella easy.
Oh, I wish I had some of those really big straws.
They'll be here soon, I think.
What?
We can just bring them out. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
They'll be here soon if we bring them next week.
Whom else trying to black out tonight?
Like, did you just say whom?
Trying to? I don't...
not giving it a
It may happen on
nobody wants to black out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If we're all getting, like, actually fucked up, we should play Drunk Jenga.
That was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night back in the day. If I didn't throw up, it wasn't a good time.
Oh, Lord. I can't talk much shit because I used to do that. I actually only blacked out once this semester. That's pretty nice.
Only once.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
As you should have that day.
Yeah.
You deserved it.
That's what my birthday does to me. Especially when you turn fucking old, man.
Turn fucking
what
old.
What's up with us all getting old? I don't like this.
Dude, was it 23 or 24?
24, baby.
Yeah.
What?
It's torture. Turning old.
You get to rent that car next year, though.
Getting weird yet?
There was a straw.
Getting weird?
Now there
Drew
is.
You got it.
No, I mean, does it feel weird?
Not really.
Oh, good.
It's not going to feel weird until you start, like, getting male pattern baldness or something.
Yeah.
So another
no, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, Drew at it with the heat now. Hacha!
Self-heat.
I have no aspirations of keeping all my hair by the time I'm 40.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
no,
so
you're
going to
go full Picard and it's
going
to be
beautiful. Drew, you're going bald by 30.
Oh,
if I start losing the top of my hair, it's all going.
Yeah, man. I'm
it's going to look even majestic as fuck.
My hair is going to be pure white.
Your dad has cursed you.
What?
Your dad has cursed you.
You should try the Picard, though.
It's okay. My hair's gonna be pure white by the time I'm 40, so whatever.
Oh,
mine's already
sorry.
Like really gray. So.
Yeah, my eyebrows are turning white.
I'm gonna lose mine slow but noticeably. Like very noticeably.
Yeah, I had a one of my buddies in college, he was like 28, 29, he had gray specks in his beard.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
We found a gray hair in me once. I don't know if we ever found it again.
They show
it
up
was in him.
Are you kidding me? I got a whole gray
in him or in his.
It
on
was
him.
In him.
It was a part of me. It was in my soul.
I've had a gray beard hair once or twice where you just
dude.
Like catch it when you're shaving.
Oh, dude,
like,
that's
you
true.
Son of a bitch.
I never noticed
just
that.
Yank it out because you don't want that son of a bitch in there. Fuck that.
Pity me, not yourself.
I don't pity you, Jared.
I'll pity the people who have the most visible gray hairs, which is currently you. So, yeah,
Jared doesn't have gray hairs.
Yeah, he does. He's got a patch right there.
Oh, shit, yeah. Okay.
This
is what the military does
I think I have more gray hair than him. It's just hidden. I have so
possible.
Much hair.
It's hidden
gray?
Very
yours
well.
You have a shitload of hair. That's one thing. You have...
I had a haircut lady, stylist or whatever, and she's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm just 20. And she, or that was when I was 20. And she's like, you can't be that old because you have a lot of gray hair. I'm like, cool, there goes there. Your tip.
Thank you for ruining my day.
No, it was a joke.
Yeah,
but
thanks
like,
a lot, you dumbass bitch.
I'm like, okay, cool, thanks.
No tip. That hairdresser was not tipped that day.
Of course I tipped her.
Okay.
I didn't.
Are there any instances where you have not tipped because somebody has just pissed you off?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
I've not tipped as like a standard before.
Not because they haven't... Not because
actually,
they pissed me off, but because they were shitty service? Yeah.
Yes.
There have been plenty of times
actually, I have
never
tipped, but I have tipped a penny because of that.
Oh,
God.
That's
brutal. That's horrible.
I didn't tip a barber.
I've only done that
because I didn't
handful
know
of times.
No, I went
that
the longest.
That doesn't count. Like, just not knowing doesn't
No, I've always had just relatively good service anywhere I go. I've never had anybody who was just so bad that I was like, no, I'm not going
to
tip.
Well, I've had times, like, Teresa and I have gone to restaurants where the person, like, that comes, gives us our drinks, takes our order, we see her, like, twice. We see her when she shows up to take our drink order, she drops off our drinks, and that's it.
Or when you
maybe
see
when
them,
she picks up our bill at the end.
Like, with other people that they think will tip
yeah and then some other waitress needs to come and actually take care of you because we're like we've been here 35 minutes and nobody's taken our order yet
shit
yeah we've had instances and it's not like some like oh fancy busy place it would be like Applebee's at like 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
I mean, what are they even doing when they
and we'll see them flirting. Around to other tables getting in getting sat down getting their food before we've even taken our order like,
maybe they just don't like your
fuck.
Face
awesome. Maybe the problem
their
is
problem, not mine.
Maybe the problem is that you were in an Applebee's. What were you doing there?
Did you ever see that meme on the internet? It was like, welcome to Applebee's, would you like apples or bees? And they're like, not the bees.
They
like,
chose the
they're
bees.
Like, bees? Like, they chose the bees.
To be fair,
I would pick the bees just to see what it is.
Bees?
And if it's not like a swarm of bees stuck to like a popsicle or something, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
The bees must be consumable. Don't just fucking like open a box of bees at my
They're
face.
They're still consumable. You just have to put in a little effort.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm gonna have to grow
who was
that
serial killer movie that had the bees? Was that Candyman?
No, that
yeah, it's Candyman.
Oh, I was thinking like
he loves bees.
Yeah, that dude just shows up out of nowhere.
I want to watch that so bad. It looks
terrible.
I was thinking the Wicker Man remake with
that's the Wicker Man, yeah,
with Nick Cage. Not the bees when he punches a chick in a bear suit in the face.
Yeah, but
he's
no,
wearing what? A bear suit. He's wearing a bear suit and he decks this woman in the face.
That's fantastic.
No, but there's this Candyman dude,
national
too.
Treasure.
He's got, like, Bloody Mary rules where you gotta say his name in a mirror, and I think he has hook hands, and he
Pinky
controls
Smalls?
Bees. What?
Oh, never mind.
He controls bees.
He's black. He might be related to Biggie Smalls.
Look it up.
Hang on.
Or is he related to Small Biggies?
Let's see. Candyman. Nope. Not this guy.
Show me the bees.
Oh, my shit's blowing up.
Everybody's all
you
like,
you should probably
see
somebody
what?
About that, Ben.
I didn't know
the Candyman. A murderous soul with a hook for a hand is accidentally summoned to reality by a skeptic grad student researching the monster's myth.
We have to watch that. Come on.
Who are these fucking grad students who are always researching these, like, obscure-ass mythological entities that literally nobody outside of the plot has ever heard of?
Have you never heard of grad school?
Yeah, that's how it starts.
That's literally how it is.
That's where Kirstie summoned
because
her first
every
demon.
Grad student I've ever encountered, at least for my stuff, was always like spending
his
literally their
Balthazar.
Entire time in a lab, like etching circuit boards.
Well,
and
every grad student I've met wants to die.
Yeah, and what time they don't
Hello.
Spend in the lab working on their stuff, they're literally being a TA somewhere.
Oh my god. Candyman was bastards. Followed by two sequels, Candyman Farewell to the Flesh.
Yes.
And is it Candyman Resurrection? Candyman Resurrection.
No, Candyman Day of the Dead.
Damn, I was close. That's
and
close
look,
enough.
Bees are featured in every poster.
Bees.
Yo!
But in the first one, there's only one bee. Poster two, there's like
ew, I can't
a
even
sleepy
look
hive.
At that.
That's pretty
the last
gross.
One is a face covered with
That's
bees.
That's not cool.
I can't do that.
The film was released straight to DVD.
Turn it back to the other
That's
one.
That's always the mark of quality.
Oh, thank you.
Not the bees.
Not the bees.
It's like the Wicker Man, Nick Cage screaming, not the bees.
How much would you have to get paid to eat a bee? A single bee.
A lot, dead or alive?
I'll pay.
Live, okay. Single bee.
You could totally die.
Stinger pulled out or no? Sure
is it calm?
No, it's a standard bee.
Is it calm or is it pissed off? Like really pissed
because
off.
The bet was just established. It's like July in the Pacific Northwest. And you look at that flower and it's like, damn, that's a big bee. And your friend's like, I'll give you X amount of money to eat that bee. And you just put the whole flower in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I would grab $50. Grab the bee with a pair of tongs, slather it in barbecue sauce, and no.
I would take $50.
Yeah. I would allow the barbecue sauce.
Pull the wings off, drop it in a little deep fryer.
It'd be like $2,000 because I know I'm getting stung in the fucking mouth.
Oh, 100%. Don't even joke about that shit. Sucks.
Yeah, I know. You've been stung before.
Yes,
in the mouth.
I got stung on the inside of my lower lip.
Ooh.
I had
when we were kids, everything bad that could happen to Drew happened to him. I remember he busted his nose. That shit was beautiful.
Yeah. Then again, I didn't catch a bat to the face like you, so that was good.
That's why
I did that to myself.
That's why they look the way they do, listeners.
But you didn't break your face when
no,
that happened?
No, I broke my tooth.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. That was my first fake tooth, actually.
And it was like right in the front, and they told him you couldn't have any colored soda, and we were right in the age where grape and orange soda was all of the rage.
Grape was the shit, and they wouldn't let me have any of it. They just made me
said it would dye your
Sprite.
Tooth purple if you did, so.
I didn't give a fuck them. Fuck them if they can't take a
joke's
joke.
On them, now it's smoke.
All their work was for naught.
And drink coffee. Anyways, my teeth are
but
brown
yeah, we were
as
at,
shit.
Hey, pass me that apple pie.
We were at one of, randomly at like one of our family's work Christmas or summer parties or something like that, and they had some sort of event game they were going on, so I set down my soda on the table. Did the thing, came back, it was like at a park. I went to go drink my soda, I took a sip of it, and all of a sudden, ow, god damn it, it felt a sting in the inside of my lip. I like just spew everything out. There's a bee that flew into my can of soda, got into my mouth, stung the inside of my lip.
It's like my fear.
And then I spit it out, and it flew off.
Can I have a piece?
It did not drown in
fucking
root beer.
Butterfinger, butterscotch, chocolate, or peanut butter?
Butterscotch.
Peanut butter.
Jared's got MDMA-laced fudge.
It's over here somewhere.
Where's the butterscotch?
Peanut butter.
That's chocolate.
See, you know it's got MDMA in it.
Do you know who I am? Did you just see what I just did?
Well, you can't spill the fudge, so.
Well, he threw it at the cup of stuff.
Oh.
She didn't spill it. She strained it. I strained it, actually. I meant to do what I was doing. I just didn't remember that there was anything in there.
Over the floor.
I just thought there was nothing in the cup.
Oh, I got news, everybody.
Ben's got news.
I got news. I got a little.
Nipple piercing?
No.
I'm sorry.
Little child.
Okay.
You have
so,
a child?
Explain,
what?
Please.
In the fraternity and sorority.
Oh
systems,
yes, you have a little.
There are bigs and littles.
Yes.
Littles are mentored by their bigs. Oh. I got a little.
Oh shit.
I got a little, and
that
he is
poor
a
little
he
fucker.
He is a ridiculous right? motherfucker. He is.
So you.
How short is he?
No. He's like normal height, but.
Oh, okay.
He is. Interesting.
They're not little.
Hey, if I go to
Hemingway.
What is
little?
Hemingway?
Yeah, he loves Hemingway. He writes. He's
Ben.
A
if
character.
I go, if I go
plays
to Pullman,
jazz.
Can I be a little?
So you have a manservant.
Can
is
I
that
be
what
a
you're
little
saying?
If I go to Pullman?
You gotta join our house and
Ben?
Then I'll make you my little. What?
Ben, are you saying you have a manservant?
Yes.
Or a boy servant.
What's
yes.
his? What's his?
Boy
what's
servant.
His worst
ben,
quality?
If you tell me to go downstairs and get you a beer, I will literally tell you to fuck off.
What's his
yeah,
worst?
It's not like that.
What is his worst quality that you're working on correcting?
When he gets drunk, he talks shit to everybody.
Well, as your boy,
I like
you
him.
He just says what he wants to, and he said some things to some girls that really pissed some guys off.
Sounds like
so,
someone I know.
Yeah,
we
fuck
had,
him if
we,
can
had to, we had to sit him down and be like. You shut the fuck up.
If he does it again, just handcuff him in the fetal position and throw him in a closet.
We're not like that, damn it. You can't get away with it. Oh, yeah, let me show you.
You can't get away with it if you get caught.
Let me show you some shit that Theta Chi just got caught saying. And it is.
Saying, not doing.
Oh, dude.
Who's Theta Chi?
Oh, saying things
it's a,
bad
it's a
now.
Different fraternity.
Okay.
But
I was
going
to say, is that
yours?
Are they the rival fraternity?
No, they're
did
just
did they play
a,
our show?
Did you guys plant this? They didn't actually do it.
The girls especially will not be pleased.
I'm not sure I want to see this.
He's wearing women's clothing.
No. It's fucked up. It's just, you know.
Is there a hooker tied up in a refrigerator or something?
No, it's just dudes talking shit.
Oh.
Because they can't get any, probably.
Probably.
Sexual frustration.
Just tryhards being tryhards.
Like we said.
How hard are they really trying,
read this shit.
I'm not sure I want to.
Real
yeah,
fuck.
Can't, let's
they're
not
trying
read,
real fucking
read
hard. Yeah, don't read it out loud.
Give us your best Howard Cosell while reading this.
What is that?
We're not reading it out loud.
He's an announcer.
I'd rather not.
Wide World of Sports.
We're not reading it out loud.
Okay.
Because I read it out loud, it's messed up.
Well, that's what this place is for. Why can't we read it?
Because we have two people who are saying no.
It's not racist or...
because then it would be okay.
Controversial or funny.
It's just like, what is it, a tirade?
So anyway,
it's just some dude.
It looks like
it
looks like a nice guy's rant.
Cold. Oh, boo!
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's not read that. Actually, like, that sounds fucking lame.
Yeah,
it sounds like he got rejected and had to, you know, decided to be all pissy and rant.
You got an Elliot Rodger on campus.
No, nobody's ever tried to shoot the place up. I'm actually kind of surprised about that. Oh shit! No, never mind. Okay.
Oh, somebody did try.
Halloween night.
Oh, no.
Our party has cleared out. There's probably about 10 people left. Everybody's kind of milling around. Girls are leaving. And the cops start going nuts. Like, outside, they're driving around. Everybody, return to your homes. If you do not comply, you will be arrested. Like, that sort of shit. Like,
ooh.
Just, like,
wow.
Police state type shit.
1984.
Turns out, down the hill, two kids from, like, Seattle that didn't even go to Wazoo. Had been thrown out of a party. So they yanked a gun and started shooting into the fucking house.
Oh my God.
Shot a dude.
You dumb people trying to start some shit.
Shot a dude in the hip and then drove off. And the cops were looking for him.
Whoa.
They caught him eventually. Oh. But yeah, they like shot like, yeah, they shot a dude. Hmm.
See,
so there,
that's
there was
why
a,
Seattle
there was a
is
shooting
dangerous.
Hallway.
Dude, following up that story, one time my buddy Stone King was at a house party when we were in El Paso.
Stone King story.
Anyway, him and his buddies were at a house party. Some dude had shown up, and he was from El Paso, but he wasn't in the Army, so he's just kind of, like, going around doing whatever it is they do in El Paso. But, like, he shows up, they're like, this guy's a piece of shit, so they kick him out.
Huh?
He comes in, walks in, and pulls a gun, and one of his, and he yells to his buddy, gun! And his buddy right by the door looks over, sees the guy with the gun, yanks it out of his hand, beats the shit out of him, throws him out, they take the gun apart and throw it in the river.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I heard that, I was sick. Like, this guy was, like, blackout drunk. He's just like, oh shit, a gun. Better beat the shit out of this guy.
that's crazy.
Fucking badass.
That's the kind of friends I got. So
yeah. It's really sad that he doesn't want to be on this show. Or wouldn't want to be.
Stone King?
Yeah. Or did you say that about somebody
Jared
else?
Jared doesn't
want
to have to
that's
explain
Jared doesn't
this.
Want Stone King on this show.
No.
My Jared
brother,
doesn't
want
to
I want
this.
Him on this show.
Dude,
if I'm not
I want
clear.
Him on the show, too.
I want
Stone
him to be the man, the legend.
Doesn't he, like, married and has a baby?
No.
Wait, what?
Not that I'm aware
that?
Of.
That's everybody.
One of your friends does.
Of
course,
yeah. Yeah, one of my friend Brooks.
Oh, maybe that's the one.
He was married. Now he's divorced, okay. But no baby, so.
Lucky
him. He got
away.
Gotcha.
What is it with everybody? Why does everyone have a fucking baby in this
town?
Is there something?
Biology.
Are they anticipating like a wall going up around the entire town?
When two people love each other very much,
uh-huh.
That happens a lot.
Go on.
Can you continue?
Jenica and Sam had their baby.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I don't know if I told you guys. So my sister-in-law is pregnant. I'm gonna have a niece.
Yay!
Hey.
I don't know if I told anybody.
I think you did.
I want a niece. I would kill. But my brother.
What do you get to do if you have a niecelet?
A niecelet.
Like, is
a
that a
niecelet?
I will teach her karate. And,
what is a niecelet?
It's like a niece.
I think it's a niece, smaller. But she's an amputee.
Sorry, that's just me.
I don't really know.
I have my niece's arm right here.
Oh, they let you.
That way you can
it.
Always have a piece of them with you at
my
all times.
Jesus.
Carry it with
awesome
you at all times.
Oh,
I will keep the hand if that's okay with everyone.
Oh, good lord.
Man, that would be, like, if any of you guys ever have to get anything amputated, see if they'll let you keep it. Like, if not in a plastic bag, just in a jar of formaldehyde.
They won't.
Just to have it.
They won't let you. I've tried. I tried to keep my cast,
what if
but
you
my
had
mom
amputated?
Threw it away. She was like, it's
my
gross.
Appendix.
That's not amputated. That's surgically removed.
It counts.
It's still pretty good.
Why did you want your appendix, though?
I didn't. Oh,
did you ask?
Out?
Like, well,
no,
actually,
I didn't want it out.
They just
no,
took
you're
it
like,
out.
Did you ask to keep it?
No, yeah, I asked for the fact. I was like, hey, do you still have it? Can I keep it? And they're like, no, we don't give out those. But I do have a screw that they took out of my foot.
Oh.
There's no, still two
it's
in
close
there.
Enough.
I'm sure if you tell them, like, hey, you're going to amputate my arm and I want to keep my arm. And they're like, no, you can't do that. And you're like, listen, I'm going to burn this motherfucker.
See, what you do to get around that is if you need an amputation, you just get really drunk, chop it off yourself, and then have somebody else take you to the hospital
Swanson
to treat
style.
It.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then they're thinking ahead.
Then they're just treating the cut wounds. You just take a big-ass cleaver
like, sir, I need to know
it.
Where the arm is right now.
That's none of your fucking
this is
business.
Matter of national security.
I thought this was America. You don't even know shit.
Am I being detained?
Why don't you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you are.
It is America. Why can't you keep your body parts? Let's pass this law now.
I don't want my arm if they chop it
I
off.
I do. I'm going to hang it on the wall.
That. I don't want to be reminded of what I've
you
lost.
You wouldn't feel a little bit attached to it, pardon the pun?
What do you
no,
mean?
No, I'll literally feel unattached to my arm if they cut it off.
So you would feel nothing if your arm was removed. You wouldn't be like, that's mine.
I'm pretty sure I'd have phantom pains, but besides that, I wouldn't be able to feel shit.
Okay, I would try for it. Take it, get it taxidermied, and turn it into a kick-ass Halloween decoration.
Yes! Ooh, that's good.
That's terrifying.
No.
That's the point of Halloween decorations.
Your grandson,
run around
your grandson walks into your office for the first time. He sees all your shit, and then there's just this fucking arm on the wall. So what's that, Dad? What's that, Grandpa? That's my arm, boy.
Why did you keep your arm?
That's why you don't work on a running lawnmower.
Instead of, you know, instead of Elf on the Shelf, you just have your amputated arm just popping out of cabinets.
Arm on
just,
the bar.
Or you just, like, position it so when somebody opens the cabinet to get, like, glass out of it, the arm just falls and hits him in the face.
Jesus.
Okay, did we
just use it to prank people for the first year, just leave it places so it falls on people? So Ben, you son of a bitch!
And they're like, I'm gonna throw that away, and you just start crying, like, that's my arm!
How could you be so insensitive?
That arm's a fucking family heirloom. Pass that shit off to your grandchildren.
It's a family heirloom.
This
yeah.
is
six generations down the line. Every Christmas we bring out old Grandpa Ben's arm just to see.
Instead of putting the star on the tree, we use this arm.
Yeah, in your will. And
no,
to
your
young
fingers
Timothy,
should be like this.
I leave my
oh,
petrified
yeah, no,
arm.
It'd be like this, 100%. Just arrange it like that.
Yeah, in your will. To young Susie, I leave my petrified arm.
And Susie's just like...
Ooh, wait, so
Grandpa, I love you so much.
I'll always have a nice to remember him by.
So in the home amputation scenario, if you just like laid your arm on the table with your middle finger out while you were chopping, would your finger stay extended?
You would not be able to hold your
likely?
Middle finger
hey,
up
Deadpool
while you're
did
chopping
it.
Your goddamn
it's,
arm
maybe
off.
Not.
Deadpool
it's,
did it, so fuck you.
It's entirely possible, right?
Chopping
I mean,
implies that you need well, more than one wax.
Not
I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to be like...
Ben... That's only if you suck at chopping.
Yeah.
We all suck at chopping!
You get a nice big old meat cleaver or a hatchet.
You are not going to be able to cut your arm off in one go. Guarantee it.
Depends if you hit it at the joint or above the joint.
No, fucking way.
If you hit it at the joint, you'll go between the bones and cut cartilage.
Mentally, yeah, everyone knows that.
That's why you said you get horribly drunk.
We've all seen 127 hours. It's not rocket science. Actually,
so I only need like three more DayQuils and another one of these, and I'll do it. I'll be able to do it.
You're halfway there, right?
And then you just already have a stovetop coil heated up so you can cauterize it real quick.
Okay, we need this show to be 3 hours long because we're going to get Kirstie there.
No!
That's what you said!
Hey, we still have half a bottle of apple
That's
pie.
That's not what I meant, though. I'm not going to get to a place where I want to cut
two bottles of apple pie?
There was one and a half.
Oh, good
There's
Lord.
Also mulled wine, which no one's drank.
That means,
because
we
you
drank,
bring
that
it up.
Means we've drank an entire bottle.
No, okay. To be fair, we drank half of a half of a fifth of a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to try the mulled wine?
You got it?
Sure, let's bring it out. We're just getting fucked up
this
anyway.
This one right here.
Yeah, let me finish with an apple pie.
Okay.
Hang
on a second.
Instead
of oranges, we used clementines, which is like a half orange. It's still okay.
Yeah.
Yes, give
we
a little bit
did.
Of a sweeter flavor.
Yes, we did. I'm covering for you. Jeez, together in this misadventure.
The clementine is the orange's hot cousin, because it's way better.
It's true.
It's you. Smaller and
when's
sweeter.
The last time you guys tried eating a normal orange? That shit's hard.
It sucks, dude.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Say.
It's not great.
Fuck oranges.
It is. It's barely even worth it. It doesn't even taste like you would expect an orange to taste because we're all been spoiled by orange candy.
With your straw still?
Bite me.
I got the straw for Cthulhu.
Bite me.
Somebody said bite me.
It's gonna be one of those nights, guys.
Why not both?
Yes, it's the best kind of nights.
Ben's gonna want it.
Passing around the wine. We're very proud of this.
Like don't give me a shitload. Fuck you. Stop it.
Give the rest to me then. I'm not going
it's
anywhere.
It's not as high at all alcohol content as the apple pie.
It's, no, it's wine.
It's like maybe like 9% probably.
It's like normal wine.
Because I can taste the booze in that.
You can taste the booze or you
can
feel it?
I can feel it. It's on my tongue. It's like buzzy.
My whole body
isn't it glorious?
Is just warm.
Is it normal?
Yeah.
Is my tongue supposed to be buzzing?
No.
Apple pie is dangerous.
No, Kirstie, it means you need to drink a little bit more apple pie to get rid of it.
No, don't listen to him. It's all lies.
How is it?
It's Oh, God, what is that?
I don't know. I don't think Ben likes
The cloves might be a bit high, but it's still good.
Oh, good Lord.
No, the cloves aren't too bad. It's tolerable.
Maybe it needs more sugar?
That tastes like a bizarre, like a Christmas bazaar smells. That's how that is.
like a shitty Christmas bazaar. That's exactly
what I was
going
for. You know when you walk
for.
Into the Christmas bazaar and you smell that, like, scent? That is what that tastes like.
Maybe we gotta put
is
some Splenda in it.
I
mean,
that's
give me
bad.
A little bit
of no, it's not bad.
About. It's interesting.
Does it need more sugar?
Just a little
bit.
No, actually, no, I don't
think so.
I think if you put too much more sugar in it, it would get rid of some of the cinnamon and clove flavor.
To be fair, also, I have shit taste, so
solution.
Yeah, you drink tequila.
Let's eat my dick. Tequila is fantastic.
Fraser Crane would like it.
Solution.
We need to talk about the order of spirits that we talked about earlier.
This is not gonna get resolved.
No, this is not.
Okay,
this
no, Renee,
okay.
Your order of spirits, because it was just me and Drew going back and forth talking shit
basically,
to each other.
Basically,
from top to bottom.
What number one spirit for you? Straight spirit, not mixed. Straight.
Yeah, straight. We're talking
bourbon.
About nothing but straight.
Interesting. I would have picked rum for you.
Rum is good.
But you're getting into
Zozo.
Bourbon?
Zozo.
I'm getting into bourbon.
What's your favorite?
Renee, it's Zozo.
What's Zozo?
The Ouija board spirit.
Wait, is that here right now?
No!
Don't fuck with me.
No!
Okay,
that's
good.
That's your number one favorite.
Hot motherfucker, I dare you.
You heard about Renee walking across the Ouija board while...
Oh my God.
Kirstie. You heard about
Renee
walking across the Ouija board while Ben and Kirstie were using it, right?
Wait, what?
Did I accidentally kick a spirit up from the
Ventries? Yeah, Ventries were using a Ouija board on New Year's one time, and Renee was horribly drunk and just walked.
I was
literally
really high.
Right across it.
I was very fucked up.
And then Renee just literally walks across the top of the Ouija board, and then goes and flops on the couch.
Was that when we had to throw
Renee
in the shower because he was fucked up?
And I just remember telling Ben, stop messing with it.
Yeah, you acted so coy about not doing it. Oh, I'm not doing anything.
You were the one that was messing with it.
I was not doing shit.
Yes, you were.
Fuck you.
I was so scared.
Yeah,
and that's how it gets you.
Andrew and I had to take shifts watching Renee so he didn't throw up and die in his sleep.
Thank you.
No, I was actually freaked out.
You got fucking terrified. You pulled Andrew and I aside, like, guys, I have never seen anybody this drunk ever. And this was after like your second year at Pullman.
It was in high school.
No. This was after your second year at Pullman.
Yeah, you had been experienced for a little bit.
That was when you came back from New Year's one
what
year from Pullman.
What the fuck, Renee? Ugh,
kill me.
It was the fireball, man.
He was okay, fucked up.
That's why I can't drink that anymore.
Okay, now that we're securely married,
we had a handle of fireball and half of it disappeared.
I was sincerely married. Yeah. Like, we were like, I'm not going to divorce him at this point for any reason or vice versa, I'm guessing. But I was sincerely worried about his drinking when we first started dating.
What?
Oh, no. He had toned it back by the time you two started dating.
Yeah. But I know, but I was
my
raised Mormon.
My boy knows how to turn up.
Like, I don't know.
You were just coming out of that world.
Well, at 13. So I had, like, you know, 10 years, but I just.
You had some time.
Drink like you guys
you
did.
You thought I was messing with it? I was not I messing with it.
We only did it because it was cool.
I thought it was all you.
Okay.
I thought telling you answers
it, because it sounds cool.
Oh my god, the that's ghost. Scary.
Anyways, back to the top of hand. Renee, your spirit ranking of common spirits.
Okay.
Bourbon's
first.
I'd
say bourbon's first because, like, that's an easy thing to just order really fast.
Good.
And I'm pretty much always good with it, even if it sucks.
Yeah.
Then I'd probably put rum next. Sometimes I drink it straight, but not all the time. It's just really easy to mix in this stuff.
It is really.
Then vodka. Oh, God. I don't know if I'd put whiskey below vodka, though. That's tough.
Wait,
it's basically bourbon.
Bourbon is whiskey.
Is that two or three?
Okay. That's three.
Would be vodka.
And then, vodka's three.
Wait,
and
what was
then
number two? I'm sorry.
Rum.
Rum.
Okay, then we also got gin, scotch, tequila.
Okay, so scotch would go. Oh, damn it. This is gonna be all
I'm
out of
getting into gin. Gin's pretty good.
God.
See, I told you.
Thank you.
You can tell. Like, we can go back to the episode, and you were saying that it was like devil's piss or some shit.
No, it's tree blood.
Which
it is.
But it was just like you were just like I hate it.
Gin
like,
is good.
Give it.
In drinks, straight, it's terrible.
Yes,
gin
in
and
drinks,
juice.
It's very.
You have
martinis
to have, it
have to have
in
gin.
Juice?
Yeah.
So let's see. Whiskey might go below vodka,
so
I don't really know.
Just throwing in like rye, Canadian blends.
Tequila is really honestly towards
Aviation.
The bottom, but I still
Thank
like
you.
It.
The best.
I am not
Aviation.
Super picky
okay.
about my booze.
Portland.
Okay. Kirsty, what's your ranking of spirits?
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, I like this.
Lagavulin
is
one.
So scotch is one.
No, just that. It's its own thing.
I'm, since you put that as number one, scotch has to be number one.
Well, yes, of course it is, but it's really its own thing.
Drinking
and
scotch,
then other scotch is number two.
Okay, I can accept that.
I think gin is number
Actually,
three.
Renee, this is very good.
You like it?
Yeah, it's very good.
Trust.
That was good shit.
Whiskey. And then whiskey / bourbon. Yeah. They're different, but
man, whiskeys including like rye
and, so
and
yeah,
like Canadian that kind of stuff.
And then what
have
I? Tequila.
What?
Tequila. I don't like vodka.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Huh.
Vodka's fine.
Also, I'm Hispanic, so yes, I like tequila.
How are you Hispanic?
Have you not known?
Let's just.
You ever seen
long?
A white guy from Venezuela? Happens all the time.
That
it's kind of the same thing.
The Spanish
yes.
are completely
yes.
white, and they also talk with a lisp.
My man Ron Swan.
I was
going to
say
okay.
That's. Yes. If talk to a Mexican guy, like a real Mexican, about Spanish people, and they will talk mad shit. It's hilarious.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
the
great.
Spanish will talk the same thing about
but
Mexicans.
Exactly.
That's
why, it's great. It's fantastic.
That's why Latinos get pissed when you call them Hispanic, because Hispanic connotates that they're from Spain.
Yeah. It's like the French versus the Germans.
Or the French versus the French Canadians.
The French Canadians.
Oh.
I'm French Canadian.
Sorry,
Therese.
Sorry,
this happens
grandma.
Every fucking time.
Or the French versus anybody. White flag.
Either that or destroy
French
your entire country.
I'm also
Spanish.
German.
I'm French Canadian.
I'm French Canadian and German. And
maybe we need
things.
To bring
I'm
other.
I'm American. USA. USA.
Maybe we should start a diversity initiative for this show just to figure out what nations they should talk.
Jump off a bridge.
Anyways.
I'm also
diversity
Italian.
On this show.
Right, so we got the Italians versus the Scottish? Irish?
Polish, bitch.
You're actually splitting
the
racial
the
hairs.
English versus the Scots and the Norwegian.
Finnish over here, so whatever.
Close enough. Oh, I mean, we only conquered you guys a couple times.
We're all white. We're all white as piss.
I'm like a 16th Italian.
Yeah. My lineage is essentially just
asshole.
People running and screaming at other people with swords.
You're not done. We need to get back on the spirits
so,
thing.
Fuck.
Whiskey. What comes after whiskey?
I don't even
know
what number is that.
Scotch, gin, whiskey.
17th.
What's number
whiskey,
four?
Whiskey, bourbon, and then tequila.
Okay.
Wait, did I say rum? That's.
I don't think you said rum yet.
Rum.
Rum, and then tequila, and then vodka?
Vodka's not on my list.
Okay. So it's last. Anyways.
Vodka's above Trees. Everything else for me. Yeah. Because, like, as Ron Swanson said,
hit me with it. Goddamn meat.
Clear alcohols are for women on diets.
Yes.
And that's why we get along so long.
Said the man who later chugged an entire jug of moonshine.
Yeah, that was super impressive.
That wasn't entire. That was white. That was off white.
Wait, when did Drew chug fucking?
No. This is Ron Swanson.
I haven't chugged it, but I've drank it.
That doesn't count. Yeah, you didn't chug an entire tub.
Where'd you find some of that stuff?
What are we talking about?
Moonshine.
I don't even know.
Places.
His dad.
From people.
New people.
Yeah, it was probably your dad, wasn't it?
Decent stuff. It was super clear.
That's the way it should be.
So, would you say it's ever clear?
If it's slightly discolored, it's probably gasoline.
I was going to say
I've been to high fives today.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Anyways, Therese, what's below vodka for you?
Because vodka's your top one?
Else.
That rum that we got in Hawaii
Kahlua.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
Kahlua spice.
And then,
Kahlua.
I don't know,
it's
everything else
good.
Is kind of on the same level. I'm not too picky. I like hard cider.
That's also
is that
like a
Ben?
Dying bird.
I like anything that's alcoholic. Let's
sorry.
Oh, but I found my one drink. You know how there's like that drink that's supposed to like remind you of a bad time you had? Well, I was like, I don't know.
Is
I've
it a Four Loko?
I had a bad time with a lot of things. Yeah. But yeah, it's anything watermelon flavored. Like I had a watermelon sangria, and I was like, this tastes like a fancy Four Loko.
If I ever get you for this... white Christmas thing.
White elephant.
I'm getting you.
Or Secret Santa.
White
elephant.
Secret Santa. I'm getting you just a six pack of watermelon Four Loko.
I will chug one, and then you guys will have to deal with Chatrice, so that will
yes.
be sure.
Yes.
Chatrice will come out and stab you in the face.
I need to leave.
No, that was not Chatrice. No.
That was something
okay,
beyond.
Okay, so what about your alcohol?
Okay. Scotch,
list?
All their whiskeys, rum, vodka. Gin, a shoe, a dog shit milkshake.
Get out of here!
And then tequila.
Fuck you, dude. Whoa. Oh my god.
That tequila is never gonna climb up that ladder
no,
for
it,
you.
Ben,
can I have one
no.
of those?
Is it because you had a bad time on it, or
no,
it's just
fermented cactus jizz?
What is wrong with that?
That's a good insult. I'm gonna save that for my enemies.
It's alright.
I never had real rock in my life.
It's honestly pretty good for what you're paying for.
Alright, Ben, what's yours?
Yeah.
Tequila and rum are actually tied in my whole thing. Like
they go good together.
Like, they are good. Like I just like them both.
Okay, actually we gotta
wait, don't you turn to dust if you mix
them? We're talking like spice rum, gold rum, white rum, black rum, what?
Black.
Okay. If you
how about that green rum?
Spiced.
But can you say anything other than white rum?
I'm a fan of the blue stuff.
Black rum, then white
yeah,
rum.
Yeah, the blue ball.
It's not real.
Really?
What?
I don't like white rum.
I don't like spiced rum at all.
Spiced rum in Dr. Pepper. It's the fucking bomb.com.
Get some Sailor Jerry's and Dr.
It just
Pepper.
It doesn't rub me the right way. I like.
It'll
like
rub
that,
you
that.
All the way.
That's
and then it'll tuck you in and
no,
leave
but,
you.
No, but black, like,
your pillows.
Black rum is like sleepy rum.
Oh,
that's,
God, black
that's
great.
That's perfect.
That stuff
like,
hurts
it,
my
like,
stomach.
Black rum and hot
that's
chocolate
so
is like, oh, God.
Ooh, this sounds fun. That sounds really good.
That's I made.
I like it. Like,
I might have to make some of that when I get home.
I could try it.
I don't have any black
okay.
rum or hot chocolate. But.
So I made hot buttered rum.
Drew's world just
I made hot buttered rum with black rum and mixed it with coffee, like half and half. So good.
Interesting.
So good. Super good. Anyway,
I'm
yeah.
bored.
Okay.
Black
okay.
rum,
okay.
white rum,
how?
Then everything else.
Okay, then blow rum.
Then
water.
Whiskey is super close. Like, whiskey's like
no,
right
there.
Like
he has rolling
or just rocks. Like whiskeys in general.
Same
yeah,
thing.
Whiskey and bourbon are the same in my book. Like, I can't tell.
So,
I can't taste
whiskey's outside of scotch. The scotch is a type of whiskey.
Yeah, scotch I can't do, man.
See, I think you need to try more because
okay
scotch is so varied.
Yeah.
You can have
50 cents.
Peat bombs. Like Lafroig, and you can have nice sweet vanilla sherry casks, and then you can have more oak. One. Yeah, there's a whole huge variance. Anyway.
Which one's the one that you gotta like soak in the ocean or whatever?
That's... Talisker is great.
Oh, Talisker.
What
okay.
the hell?
Because anyway, it's
pretentious as fuck, but tasty.
The barrels are basically placed in a cavern below sea level, so seawater will occasionally splash in and soak into the barrels.
That's so artistic.
Jesus.
You good?
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't drink a cup of whiskey unless it's been kissed by the Pope.
Ew.
That's a firm policy of mine.
You're a fucking sicko.
After whiskeys and bourbons, we go schnapps and other derivatives.
Are you a 47-year-old white woman?
I enjoy schnapps. You could suck my dick. If you've never had hot chocolate and peppermint
schnapps,
you need to jump off a bridge.
We're not talking mixed drinks. We're talking straight.
Okay, straight.
Peppermint schnapps and hot dogs. In hot chocolate
just
is great.
Your hot dog glasses schnapps.
Schnapps is like drinking mint. It's fantastic. After that...
Hot every
reminds
day.
Me of high school.
I would eat that shit at a Seahawks
vodka,
game.
Vodka's last. Sorry, Therese. I can't
okay.
do vodka.
We all
you
have
put
our...
vodka
do
below
shit.
Scotch, really.
Yeah.
Is
scotch is above vodka. Everything else is in
Did
the
mix. Did you
have
a
there.
Bad experience?
No, it's just vodka just doesn't taste like anything but like gasoline. It just tastes bad.
Have you tried Stolichnaya?
Have you tried gasoline?
I've tried a few vodka, but it just never clicked.
It tastes like gasoline smells.
Jared.
And it right, smells great. I don't know what it is, but the
beer and then vodka and then whiskey and then tequila.
And beyond that, it's all shit.
Yeah.
What? Fuck everything else.
Damn. I don't think you can even have beer
I had
on the
only,
list.
I had the only hangover of my life from wine, so fuck that.
Was it a slow?
Wine will fuck you up.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it will, but it will screw you up.
Dude, wine, I woke okay. up in such pain.
Have any
such
of you,
pain.
Have any of you guys ever tried mead?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I had some mead. It tastes
the
a lot
only
like
mead
sake.
That
really?
I've ever had.
I thought it was just beer.
Have you ever had sake?
No, but I've had mead.
You need
I
to try
had
sake.
It at departure.
I had I got some nice pure honey mead. So no
you,
other flavors.
What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. I want to try some other flavors.
Try
of it.
Sake. Try sake.
Hot or cold? Did
cold.
You try
it? Cold. Don't no. try it. Drinking it hot is like drinking sadness.
No, you're supposed to have it at like one. You're supposed to have it at 1 degree below body temperature.
Drink it cold before you drink it hot because. Yeah, trust me on this. I drank it in Japan.
Who was
so
that?
Drink it cold.
I'm surprised
drink
they didn't
it
serve
warm.
It warm in Japan.
They did serve it
okay.
warm in Japan, and I chugged a bottle of it, and
that,
it was terrible.
That burp smells really bad.
But you chugged a whole bottle of it, so I can't be that terrible.
But I had it warm beforehand. We were like sipping it, and then we were like, "Oh, the next drink's coming." So we're just like, "Ben, do your thing," and I was like, "Oh, I hate you all." Okay.
Is your thing
so
being the sink?
So you're the bottled garbage disposal. You just...
Dude, it's terrible.
We need to get rid of it,
it's
so give
it
to Ben to destroy it. Ben?
Dude, my...
The next drink's coming.
No. I will not be able to drive home. I don't even think I can drive home.
That's okay. You can hang out for a bit.
Yeah. Or worst case,
I'm going to be hanging
hours.
Out for a little bit.
Worst
so.
Case is, I have, right. we have a couch and an air mattress, so...
Oh, Lord.
And we have cats.
And a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. If we go back to your place, I'm going to get fucking crunk.
I got a whole nother full bottle of this.
Ben, as the only other bachelor in here, we need to plan a trip somewhere to something.
Oh, let's go to Thailand and fuck some lady boys.
Is that what bachelors are doing now?
I'm not joking.
Apparently. Outside of the ladyboy thing, Thailand would
Wait,
be really cool to go
a
to.
Ladyboy?
It's one where you can't tell which one it is.
No.
Until the pants are off.
Look it
no,
up,
don't.
Therese.
Don't
what? Look up
you
what
don't
a ladyboy is.
History.
I will.
No. Oh God, she's looking it up.
Do it incognito.
Are you doing that on
That's
my
okay.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah, go incognito.
That's okay. I have pig dicks in my search history, so
Jesus.
You have what?
I
pig
told
dicks.
You.
They're in a court.
You also have blue waffles.
Just like the tails.
I had to check.
No.
And come to find out, pigs' dicks are a court. Shirt.
As above, so below.
Good
tails
Lord.
And dicks with
yeah.
pigs. Apparently, that's
yeah,
weird.
Exactly.
Taking a
Somebody
turn
told me, and I was
surreal.
Intensely
Renee's
curious.
Grandparents is gonna look this shit up.
Oh shit!
No, it's fine.
Just take my word for it. Pigs' dicks are
which
court
is better
screws.
To be ignorant
Sorry,
or
guys.
Be
Wait, so is it like a
scarred.
Like a duck
they,
dick
I
where it's corkscrew and also barbed? Or is it just like
as far as I'm aware,
out.
Just corkscrew? I didn't really look that deep into it. I was just really ashamed to have pig dicks
so,
in my search history.
I missed you guys
so,
a lot.
Benny, you want to take Jared to Thailand with a vial of penicillin and have
yeah!
fun?
No, no, no. You can buy everything over the counter at the
I'm not sure I would trust
store.
The penicillin. Over
yeah,
there.
You could go to Thailand with $50 and you could live there for a month.
Yeah,
I think that's the deal there.
It's Thai baht is about 4 to 1 US.
But whatever.
Damn.
Have you been to the Philippines? Have you been to the Philippines?
No, I went to Indonesia.
I thought you went to the Philippines.
That's it.
Indonesia.
Oh.
No, the Philippines okay. is where, like, you get stabbed if you say...
Philippines
if you
is
even give a bad
guys.
Look at a statue of Allah.
That,
I
well,
think
it was
that's
American
there.
Territory.
No,
that
no,
explains
no,
the Filipinos.
It was American property until 60 years ago. So.
Yeah. So they're,
okay.
They're pretty...
Yeah.
They're pretty
but I do have to point out, if anybody is planning on going to Thailand, do not fucking do elephant tours. Do not support that fucking
No, that's fucked up. That tortures elephants.
Yeah. Not only do they torture the elephants, literally torture the elephants into accepting people to riding them.
Pictures of Courtney Brown riding, so.
Well, fuck her then.
Yeah, exactly. Courtney Brown's doing some rich girl shit.
But not only do they
Wait, how did she get rich? That's a good question right there.
She got a sugar daddy.
Yeah, I was going to say sugar daddy.
That is how they do it.
They'll take these elephants, lock them in cages that are maybe have an inch of room on either on any side of them, poke them with sticks, shock them, basically, poke them with hot sticks, and then
hypnotize
spray
them
with cold water. Do all these horrible things to them.
I'm gonna ride a goddamn elephant, Drew.
Then fuck I hate
yeah.
I
don't
give a fuck. And then not only that
on my bucket list. When I went to Africa, everybody said to ride an elephant.
It's
and I
terrible
was like,
for their
hey.
Back.
You were in Somalia.
No, I was in Africa, Djibouti.
But it's actually will damage their spine to do it for long term.
Even if there's one person on the elephant.
Because, if you're riding in Indonesia, Asian elephants aren't that terribly big. They're big, but they're not as big as you think.
But the African ones, then.
Something like that. So, and they're like 400 pounds. So essentially you're asking, it'd be like if somebody was, say 120 pounds literally riding on your back while you're hunched over, like basically double over and put 120 pounds on your back and then walk all over, do a hike.
Yeah, I'd be mad as fuck.
Yeah, and not only that, what is that going to do to your back?
But the key element here, maybe
they're
I'm not
built
getting
to
this.
Do that.
But yeah, but Jared isn't an elephant, so it's not really.
But their bodies aren't made to have that amount of load on their spine right above their shoulders. That'd be like putting the 120 pounds right above your
Wait,
shoulder.
Wait, how,
blades
much,
on your
how much do horses weigh?
We're okay. Don't worry
horses
about it.
Horses are bred to be pack animals, though.
Okay.
They're selectively bred to be pack animals.
Yeah, I trust you.
Oh, wait. So that entire second Indiana Jones movie was, like, bad
in another way. I don't support... No, okay. Temple of Doom is good.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
But I don't like the riding the elephants trade. It's stupid. I think if you want to see elephants, cool. Go for it. Don't ride them.
What if you, like...
What about at the zoo?
That's
Go
fine.
Go pet them. Don't ride them.
Hey, those elephants that we have at our zoo, they're happy.
Yeah. How hard do you have to kick a deer?
Have
under
you,
that
see, have you
turn
seen
it
the new
giraffe?
Elephant like the new elephant enclosure
yeah.
at the Portland Zoo?
It's really
sick
cool.
as shit.
Yeah.
It's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
It's so big. It's
they,
like half the zoo.
They
it's
added
sick.
Like a 30% to the zoo to that elephant enclosure.
Yeah, it was nuts.
As they should.
Like, I hadn't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
Me and my sister went like a year ago, and I was just like, holy shit.
It's great.
It was nuts.
Dude,
was
those
super,
elephants
yeah,
needed
cool.
that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
that was some cramped bullshit.
Who am trying to go to the zoo?
Huh?
Anybody trying to go to the zoo?
I wouldn't be against
right
it.
Now?
Oh, they still tomorrow? Got the lights up, right?
Not right now. Maybe
break
like
in?
I got later. A girl. I got to take out on a date. So
Whoa!
Fuck all of you. Fuck all of you. It's not like
call
that.
Call that bitch. Call that bitch.
No!
On the
bitch.
Phone.
I'm not doing
Tell
it.
Me
I'm
her number.
That's a terrible. That's a terrible idea.
Give us her fucking number so we can call her.
No fucking way. I'm not doing
that
shit.
Ben, you need to at least let her. Meet us autistic.
His password is 9432.
No. She's 6 years younger than me. I'm not doing that shit.
Oh.
Wait, so she's...
I'm doing that to Satan. The
hey,
fucking...
Kirstie, don't look so shocked. We're pretty close
yeah,
to that
so
gap.
Yeah, but...
So
she...
No, I'm not trying to do it at all, but she's been, like...
Is she, like,
so
over
she's
18?
Hey,
we
yeah,
should do
so
something.
She's 18.
Is she an adult?
Wait. Yes.
Ben.
She's an adult.
Yes.
That means one of two things. Bring her around us, one of two things will happen. One, she'll leave you alone forever.
You're not 24.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he actually
yeah.
is.
He Fuck, is. Okay.
Thank you for making me feel old, Kirsten.
I'm sorry.
That's not old. You.
Hey, I just turned 28.
Rent a car.
You're the same age as
rent
me.
A
I'm not
car.
Old.
Rent
it's
a 25. Car.
No,
it's 25.
You can rent a car now. It's just expensive as shit. Trust
yeah.
me, I found out when I was in Hawaii.
Young driver fee.
You gotta,
that.
Like,
okay.
carry a coconut
That's
to a
old,
mountain.
That's not old, dude. I just turned 28. Fuck you.
Let me explain.
Ben.
Please do.
No. Let
All
me
right.
finish my thought.
But you have to chant it.
Bring her around us because one of two things will happen. One, she'll leave you alone forever because she'll realize the type of people you hang out around.
That'd be nice.
That's fair.
And, or two,
oh
you'll
God,
find out
call
that she
her.
Actually is pretty cool and you'll actually maybe want to spend more time
Dude,
with her.
Dude, if you don't like her, we should call her.
Yeah.
No
we'll
she
scare
will
her
not
away forever.
Why,
no
why do you care?
Ben's going to let
I'm
her.
A nice person, goddammit.
Ben's
no,
going
to
release her in his own way. It's
exactly.
going to involve Thanks. Kicking her out of the passenger door of his car.
No. Okay. Here's my explanation.
Okay.
Since I have been back, especially this semester, I have been hounded by freshmen.
Ooh.
This is that sort of situation, but she lives extremely close. And close. I feel mean because she's a very good friend of one of my friends, and she keeps asking about me. So I'm going to take her out and show her a good time and just be friends with her.
That's fair.
That sort of thing.
That's how it starts.
I will fight you.
No, I'm not making fun of you. See, this is the thing. I want you and Jared and
Renee to find a good
settle down, get married. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I was just going across the room and I saw Renee was the next person in the line.
No,
you
trust
do
me,
need to find someone.
No, there's you and Jared says and Andrew. My wife. You guys need to find somebody because Renee and I can't be the and Kirstie and Therese can't be the only two married people around here. We need to get more people involved in this. We need more estrogen in this room.
But I'm not saying
my dad
we should
already.
We're totally down with people.
I would like to volunteer that we are not starting a cult, so we don't necessarily need to recruit anyone to this.
But we need
arrangement.
But I am actually drunk. Okay.
I just want to note it for the record that there is nothing on God's green earth I want less than to get married right now.
Okay. Aww. You don't have to get married right now.
Thank you, Jared. Cheers to that. Fucking take some more of this wine.
Okay. Rather than getting, I'm not saying you guys have to get married right now.
I'm not driving home tonight.
You guys need
to find
you're causing men.
Yeah, does somebody have anywhere for me to stay because I'm crashing out?
Yeah, there's another room.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay,
we're sleeping together, mate. Cheers.
Let's
fucking play some.
There's a king bed over there.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna fucking pee on you tonight. So
if you pee on me, I'll beat you to death.
Okay, so
but
there's a
tricks on you. I'll be so drunk.
We got wine and five fucking tall boys. We're good. Sorry, Renee. We're taking over.
You guys can stay downstairs. They'll take that room.
Why am I the old one here saying you guys need to settle down?
Everyone was prepared for this.
You don't settle down. Because
you're the dad of the group.
Hey, shut up.
Wait, are we all sleeping here?
You're not my
dad.
That
I'm
may
fine.
End up happening.
I'm honestly fine. I could drive a school bus right now.
You
I'm fine.
Find it.
We could walk home.
You have a school bus?
Not yet.
Yeah, take us to the school bus.
Take us to the school bus.
No.
To the
take
bus.
Us to
then
the
we'll
school
all cut
bus.
Our
bus.
Arms
bus.
Off.
Bus.
On the magic
bus.
School bus.
So my grandma
knew
Steve Hoover's grandson, and he had a school bus.
Steve Hoover, the inventor of the school bus?
Yeah, my.
Oh.
His
I don't
grandpa
know.
Was Herbert Hoover, it's the president that no one
quickly.
Liked.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Steve Hoover?
Yeah, he had a... He had a school bus, and he was kind of a hoarder, and my grandma kept him around for some reason after my grandpa died.
Okay. President Hoover actually invented the school bus. I was wrong about that.
I like somebody's dropping a lot of truth on me.
No,
right.
It's not true.
It's not true. He's just
fucking with you. But
yeah.
Renee
is like the ultimate source of fake news.
You are fake news.
I'm the source of fun news.
But
okay?
It's also fake.
Why can't we?
Renee is basically the Onion.
I'll take it.
I love the Onion.
That's fine.
Oh, I do too, ironically.
It's a shame the Onion radio news isn't a thing anymore.
What is that?
It was just like a minute and a half clips that they would upload. And
oh,
it was
wait,
just this,
no, I remember that shit. I remember that shit.
This is the Onion radio news. And then
they
it
had
would
an
be...
old intro, and then they just tell a joke and disappears.
Pretty much, yeah.
What?
That was a good format, but they killed it, and the idea is already out there, so we can't do it. Plus, scripting shit is lame. We don't do that here.
Yeah, we don't need a script. We have alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this show has been run by so far.
Yeah, show fuel.
It's not how it started,
speaking
but it's
of,
how it's gonna end.
How long is this episode right now? Just
currently, we're sitting at 1 hour and 17 minutes.
Jesus.
Are you serious? It feels like we've been doing this for like
should
3 hours.
Should we call it like 120?
It does.
We're pretty much there. Do you guys want to wrap it up?
No, sure.
That's
okay.
So weird.
We're just gonna get like even more belligerent.
We may not be.
On.
Hang on. We may not be able to if I can't find my mouse. Okay.
Grinding this thing in the dirt.
I don't know. It's, you know, Ben, you missed it, but let's see. 2 weeks ago, we did a 2 hour episode.
Then I got tanked.
And then the next week, I got sick and we skipped it. So karmically, we're totally level.
You should have just edited it. The half with Jared was 1 week, and then the half with Therese and I was the other week.
Yeah.
If we had thought ahead about that, we totally would.
That would have been awesome. It would have been so hard to edit. But I'll retcon history later on. We'll figure it out. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGF Radio. I'm just going to have
you're
some
trash.
More of this wine.
I got my meat.
We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you are not. Jared just hit me with his meat.
Did you like it?
It made a wonderful sound.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Just a good old solid.
Jesus.
That was my meat,
get the mic near.
Email us, because you aren't, and we want you to.
This is my meat.
Email us, because you're not, and we want you to, at tgifradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgifradioshow. No, tgifradio.com. God damn it.
You just said subscribable links.
Email and subscribe
to
tgifradioshow.com.
Merry Christmas, you dirty animals.
I've said this 300 times before. You guys can figure
email
it out.
Email us, because you're not.
Final closing thoughts around the table.
I just farted and it's going to stink really
this apple pie is good.
Ho, 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 you merry fucks.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, get drunk.
Sorry, Renee's
do it.
Hex the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what she said, that sounds
happy
okay.
Soul Invictus.
Happy Festivus.
For the rest of us.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say.